WTMA, and all we need now is a bird bath to be content. Minnie Riddleton, and loving you at 6:25 news time.
WTMA, Charleston.
County police chief arrested, another appointed. This is Jack Wilson, WTMA News. Charleston County Police Chief Paul Hartline was arrested this morning by the FBI on charges of violation of the Federal Hobbs Act on extortion. Arrested also by the FBI today was Charleston businessman William Gardner. Price went before Judge Saul Blatt Jr. for a bond hearing today in U.S. District Court in Charleston. He was released on his own recognizance bond of $10,000. Charleston County Manager Richard Black told WTMA News today that Police Captain Walter Gay of the County Police Department will become acting chief tomorrow when Hartline is officially suspended. Mr. Black also talked with WTMA News about the investigation by the FBI into activities in Charleston County government.
Well, I have no knowledge of any specific investigation. We were aware that there had been some activity in a part of certain police agencies, particularly the FBI, with regard to certain alleged activities on the part of persons unknown to us. And I don't know to what extent this will continue or to what extent it has been achieved.
As to where information may be coming from during the investigation, Black said speculation would point to former County Council Chairman James Price.
Well, I have no first-hand knowledge of that fact, but I would assume from what I read in the newspaper that Mr. Price is providing information in this area.
Two persons had to be rushed to the Naval Hospital by EMS today after being overcome by gas fumes. North Charleston Fire Chief J.C. Kennedy telling WTMA.
Well, we got a call to 4659 West Montague Circle Trailer Park. Upon arrival, we found two victims unconscious. One, Lee Ann Magnuson and Kelly Clifton. The young lady was in the front bedroom unconscious. The man was in the back bedroom unconscious. There was no gas leak in the mobile home, but it was, from what we could find, a defective gas heater, which had distributed what we think was carbon dioxide throughout the trailer through the central heating system.
WTMA News Time 6:27.
Hey, you. That's right, you driving in the traffic. It's me, your car speaking. I want to talk to you. You know, it's a rough life out here in all this traffic. You start, stop, corner, and bumper to bumper. You never get me bumper to bumper with any good-looking cars, either. Dodging chuck holes. You know, I'm not getting any younger. I could use some pampering now and then, like a front-end alignment from Joe's Alignment Service at 1671 Meeting Street. I suggest Joe's Alignment Service because alignments is all they do, and I know they're going to do a great job on me. And Joe's Alignment Service has a lifetime alignment plan. Now, that'd keep me happy for a long time. You get me aligned, you're going to save money because my tires will last longer, too. And why not drive me over now to 1671 Meeting Street to Joe's Alignment Service? Wow, look at those mini fender skirts over there.
See Jim Q today at Joe's Alignment Service, 1671 Meeting Street. All bank cards are welcome at Joe's Alignment, where alignment is our only business.
Republican Congressman Paul McCloskey of California, just back from a fact-finding tour of Indochina, told Mutual News about negotiations.
The secretary feels that there's very little hope of any negotiations in Cambodia. He feels that the United States must negotiate from strength, and there is no strength in Cambodia. There, the question is solely whether or not military assistance can preserve that perimeter until the rainy season, when hopefully some of the people can be evacuated.
Also on the trip was Senator Dewey Bartlett, Republican of Oklahoma. He said of military aid
in Cambodia, it's very apparent that without military aid at this time, the perimeter will fail, and will fail very soon. With military aid, there's certainly no assurance, but indication from the military people that the perimeter will hold.
President Ford has another news briefing slated. Mutual's Forrest Boyd reports.
The president will hold a news conference tomorrow night, his 11th since becoming president. 4 of the 10 previous sessions have been held outside Washington. Press Secretary Nesson said there was no special reason for scheduling this one, except that the president believes he should hold them regularly.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate buttons up. Senator Allen details from Mutual's Duff Thomas.
73-21, the Senate cut off the original filibuster by Allen of Alabama against a change in the filibuster rules. Allen had been holding the floor for days using every sort of reason, including reading the Lord's Prayer and quoting St. Francis of Assisi. This cloture vote merely limited debate on bringing up the measure. They must vote cloture again on Friday to be able to bring up the rule change.
About 300 workers will be laid off temporarily at Fiber Industries' Palmetto plant. Company officials said the temporary closing of the plant is effective March 15th. A spokesman also telling WTMA.
We continue to have confidence in the long-term outlook for our polyester staple business. Consequently, we will continue phase two of the Palmetto plant construction program, end quote. The company's Greenville, South Carolina plant closed for 7 weeks beginning in early January has resumed operations because of satisfactory liquidation of polyester filament yarn inventories.
WTMA News Time, 6:30.
Do you want to know what you get for your money in the Burger King Whopper? Well, we start with 2 slices of fresh sesame seed bun. We think 3 slices is too many, so we give you 2, and we toast them. Next comes the meat. Instead of 2 smaller patties, Burger King gives you 1 big one. It's 100% beef, and we don't fry it. We flame broil it for flavor. Now, on top of this, Burger King gives you 4 slices of pickle. Then you get ketchup, onion, not 1, but 2 slices of fresh tomato and lettuce. Then we top it all off, not with a secret sauce, but with a well-known one, mayonnaise. Now, all that's what we think makes the Whopper a real value. What do you get for your money at Burger King? You get things your way.
David Owen Brooks, sentenced in Houston. Mutual's Al Levy has more.
A jury recommended a life sentence for Brooks for the murder of one of the 27 victims in Houston's mass murder sex case. Texas law binds the judge to the jury's recommendation, but defense attorneys filed notice they will appeal.
David Carradine, the star of the former TV Kung Fu series, was in Charleston today promoting his upcoming film, You and Me. Actor Carradine talked with WTMA News at the Northwoods Mall Theater. We asked his opinion of the several Kung Fu and karate-related movies that have come out since his TV series began, whether he agreed with the violence they depict.
My opinion of them?
Yes.
I think that they are the other side of the coin. The idea of Kung Fu, the movie, was to present the spiritual aspect, mainly, and to give hope that there was another way besides violence to deal with, problems. Not problems, it's a bigger thing than problems. The Kung Fu movies glory in the violence and almost completely ignore the spiritual aspect of it.
Also, on the public's idea of martial arts, David Carradine said...
Yeah, let me tell you, people think that the idea of... martial arts is self-defense.
WTMA News Time, 6:33.
And remember, with Crumply Crunches Cereal's new secret strength formula, you just add milk and wait for your nose to smoke.
It's the strongest man in the world. This season's super serialized movie comedy from Walt Disney Productions about the guy with a strength formula that throws the breakfast food industry into a cold cereal war.
He's demolishing that car.
He's just another average guy with the strength of 10,000 men.
But his nose smokes.
And he's going to prove his strength by lifting that 1,500-pound dumbbell.
No, the one with the weights on it.
Now his sneakers are smoking.
See Walt Disney Productions movie comedy, The Strongest Man in the World.
There's nothing he can't lift, including your spirits.
Rated G.
The Strongest Man in the World starts this Friday at the Pine Haven Cinema 1 and South Windermere Cinema 2.
County Police Chief Hartline arrested, acting chief appointed. It's 56 degrees, our low for tonight around 40. This is Jack Wilson, WTMA News on Wednesday, March 5th, 1975.